Hello, and thank you for joining us today for week three of the seven-step process for releasing this year and moving into the new year. Let us begin with the prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Well, today, Jane will be reviewing with us step five, forgiveness of the seven-step process for releasing the year and moving into the new year. Now, many believe that this is the most difficult step to overcome, so let's watch and listen.
Well, welcome back to the seven steps for successfully moving into the year. And I mean successfully, because we need to know that we leave all the old behind before we move into the new. And right now, this is what we're working on, letting the old go and the new come forth. And we began a couple of weeks ago to look at the disappointments and difficulties of this year. And hopefully, you have a long list. And so that list can continue on till the end of this year, however you want to work with it. But keep it handy, because I found myself having new disappointments and difficulties coming up and surfacing for me. So I know that we all are in this evolutionary process, and many of the things that are happening to us are a daily thing. And new things come forth. We have to face new challenges and new opportunities to grow and to change. So we worked on the disappointments and difficulties, and then we worked on our hopes and dreams. And I hope you had some really good opportunities to think about your hopes and dreams. And think about also what you might want to be thinking about for the new year, about your hopes and dreams. And I really encouraged you last week to look at your desires, because our desires are powerful. They're the things that make up our life plan. It's the things that are very much honored when we make up a life plan, that we have the ability to fulfill desires in the future if they aren't fulfilled now. And I talked to you all about that last week. And hopefully you've really thought about your desires, and you thought about the things in your life that you hoped for and perhaps didn't come forth. So now we're moving into another aspect, and this is called the week of forgiveness. This is the week to think about the disappointments and difficulties, your hopes and dreams. But we're going to be doing some forgiveness work this week. And in the past, whenever I've taught this portion of the seven steps, if I did it in a public way, I found that half the people didn't show up for the forgiveness piece because they just didn't want to face it. But I can support you in facing it, because it's the absolutely most important thing you can do, is do your forgiveness work. Because there's so many things in our life daily that come forth that we need to reevaluate, rethink, because they will have an effect on us in the future. What you don't forgive, you will bring forth. If there's somebody in your life you can't forgive, believe me, they've been in your life before, and they will be in future lives if you don't do your forgiveness work. Because we are a soul evolving. We are a soul with many, many souls that have been with us before, that we are playing out the play that we're in this lifetime. That if we don't do our forgiveness work, for sure they're going to be in our next lifetime. It's guaranteed. Because forgiveness reaps forgiveness. And the hardest thing that I ever had to do was to forgive myself. That was the most difficult. So in this process of you working on your forgiveness for this year, you are also going to be thinking about how to forgive yourself. God forgives us. God absolutely loves us, forgives us, and lets us go. It's us that put ourselves in the bind. We bind ourselves to the karmic law when we do not forgive. We bind ourselves as much as we are stuck in molasses and can't get free, no matter what we do. You know, we chose our mother. We chose our father. We even chose the children that are in our lives, our schoolmates. We chose everything that we have in our life right now because we picked the lifetime that we have. We came into incarnation, and we have been growing and changing as time goes on throughout the many years that you've been here this lifetime. And you've had many, many friends in high school and college, wherever you are. Perhaps you're just a college student now. And I know I have many, many college students that follow my work and have been very diligent to take the seven steps. But I've had some grandparents and great-grandparents also taking this step forward in their evolution. So I invite you all to really think about forgiveness. Forgiveness. It is a great eraser. We talked about desires last week and the power of a desire. Forgiveness even has a greater, I want to put it this way, a greater, I don't have a big enough word for you here. It's huge. It's huge. It's a huge, huge energy. That's the best way I can talk about forgiveness. It's a huge, powerful energy, even more powerful than desires. Because if you don't forgive, you are going to definitely be working on these things in a future lifetime. And when I realized that the power unforgiveness had in my life, and mainly for myself, I got busy and started to look at my life new ways and started to think, okay, what about my life have I not forgiven? What about my life that my parents didn't do what I wanted them to, or my children, or my peers, or my students? Forgiveness is all part of the process. And if we don't forgive, we don't move forward, because we have to repeat and repeat and repeat. If you've been in a divorce and the spouse, and you haven't forgiven that spouse yet, get busy, or a boyfriend, girlfriend, your best friend betrayed you. Forgive that. You don't know where it started. Maybe in another lifetime you betrayed them. You have no idea. But it's important to do your forgiveness work. Because if you don't, it's going to stick with you like glue. It's powerful. Forgiveness has got a powerful energy to it. It's a powerful negative force that produces itself in the future. And we don't want that. We do not want that. So we are going to do forgiveness, whether we want to or not. We're going to journal about forgiveness. Because ultimately, you're going to forgive yourself. Because God has already forgiven you. You have to forgive yourself. You have to say, okay, I didn't live up to my expectations of myself this year. And I need to write down what I expected of myself this year that I didn't step up to the plate with. And I need to forgive that. I need to release it. I need to let it go so that I'm not taking this albatross around my neck, drowning me into the new year. Because any forgivenesses that you have for yourself is going to produce itself, and it's going to sabotage you in the future. It's a sabotage. If you wonder why you can't get the right relationship, or something in your life isn't coming forth like you think it should, and you keep sabotaging yourself. It's because there's a lack of forgiveness. You don't deserve. Of course, I can't have that because I don't deserve it. You have to forgive. You have to release yourself. You have to give yourself some freedom and be unlimited instead of this limited individual lifetime that you're living. Opening up the doors of forgiveness is going to bring you new possibilities in your future. Maybe something happened at your job that was horrendous and you left in a huff. And it disappointed you and all the desires you had for being the star, whatever, business manager, whatever it was. Give it up. Let it go. What was the hardest thing to forgive this year? I repeat, what was the hardest thing for you to forgive this year? That one thing that, oh my God, when you think about it, you cringe. You say, oh my God, oh, I don't even want to think about that. I was such a goofball. Forgive yourself. You have to take the hammer out of your hands because that's the hammering. That is the hammering that happens. We hammer ourselves and hammer ourselves with unforgiveness, which is a waste of your time. And that means you don't move, you don't go forward. Gee, ain't life awful? What is the hardest thing that you have to forgive this year? What is it that you can't believe you did, but you did? And it always has to do with the disappointment of self. Always a disappointment of self. And then I'm going to ask you, what is causing you not to forgive? What is it that's causing you? These are questions I want you to turn. What is causing you not to forgive? It's the hardest thing to forgive, but what is causing you not to want to forgive that? I really like beating myself over the head. I really like feeling down and out. I really like my poor me. I can't do anything about it, so why try? I really love that part of me that wallows in that crap. I love it. Well, get over it. Look at that. What is that doing for you? It's keeping you stuck. It's keeping you down below the five. And you know, I talk about the spiritual thermometer that's in my book, Spiritual Power Tools. Look at that. Where are you on the spiritual thermometer? 10 is the highest, the spiritual self, and 1 is the lowest part of us. Where do you range? Where is this year taking you? When you have to look at your disappointments and difficulties, they definitely have something to do with being unhappy and unforgiveness. And I also want you to look at the lack of forgiveness. What's that going to create next year? What is it going to create? It's going to create a problem. I learned early on my spiritual journey some of my unforgivenesses that I had for my parents, my classmates. That's just this lifetime. That were keeping me from doing what was best interest of my soul. I just loved hanging on to them because they gave me justification not to do better. Yes, indeed, justification. I justified all my unforgivenesses. I had a right. I had a right not to forgive. Absolutely, a right. They did me wrong. But then I found out, as I moved in my spiritual understanding, that I had other lifetimes other eyes, other personalities that had these same souls in my life. And some of the unforgivenesses that I had for them were created by me. Ultimately, the different lifetimes that I had as a crusader for God, crusading, thinking I was doing the right thing, pillaging and killing in villages. Now that was one thing that was very hard for me to forgive. And it took me many, many, many lifetimes, many, many lifetimes to forgive my soul for doing such a dastardly thing. All in the preface of God. I was fighting for God. How sad. But eventually the moment came when for that forgiveness, I was able to finally forgive and release and to let go. Important. It's so important that even though we may not know the past life that this came up in, it doesn't matter. Do your forgiveness work for the other person, but do it for yourself too. Because you don't have any idea what's connected to the dots. Who started the fight? Who started that fight that you're fighting right now? Did it start this lifetime? No, you've been evolving too many lifetimes that this is the first lifetime that this happened. Uh-uh. You're a soul that's been here, a mature soul, that's been here for a very, very long time, in many, many incarnations, many, many egos, many personalities. And here we are, one more time. One more time. Have mercy on your soul. I say, God, have mercy on my soul. No, Jane, have mercy on your soul. Your I Am Presence, which is the true identity of you, is the one that ultimately forgives. God in you forgives. God in you does the forgiveness. Because you recognize that the God essence of your very beingness is God in you. And the more you recognize that, more you become conscious of it, the more you can forgive. And it also means that you get to forgive others so that they don't have to have any more crappy karma with you. I used to think, did I ever do anything of any value? All these lifetimes I see and understand, did I ever, ever, ever do anything worthwhile? I used to ask myself that question because when I was in the middle of the dark night of my soul, I felt, oh my goodness, I only see the darkness in my soul, not the light. And yet, every time I did my forgiveness work, more light came in, more freedom came in, more understanding came in, more opportunities to grow and to change. Your year, a lot of karma is going to be erased, a lot of opportunities for you to come forth are here. There's a lot more energy and power in the universe than there was 1,000 years ago. A lot more, a lot more. I mean, tons of more, billions of more energy. And it's there for us to move forward, to grow and to change. Forgiveness starts with yourself. It starts with the very truth and essence of you. So I want you to think about the hardest thing that you have to forgive this year, the very hardest. And you may find out, as I have, that the hardest thing for me to forgive about this year were things that also were happening last year, the year before last, 5 years ago, that keep repeating themselves. And if you find that they've been repeating themselves every year, you know that you have gotten to the bottom of it. You're like an onion peeling back the skin to the true essence of yourself. Do your homework. The homework is forgiveness. The questions are, what is the hardest, the very hardest thing that you have to forgive? And what is it causing in you not to forgive? What is the cause? There has to be a cause, because this is the effect. Look at that cause and effect. And if you don't do this forgiveness work, you're going to take it into next year. And how is that going to affect you? What's that? How is that going to help you? How is that going to help you to grow and to change? We are here for the purpose of growing and changing and understanding our whole self, not this little limited one-tenth self, but the essence of all of you, the wholeness, the wholeness. We are soul that has evolved through eons and eons of time. And you've heard me say that for years to you. Eons and eons. It's time to forgive. It's time to release. And definitely time to let go. Let go of all these things that have held you back. And so much of it is about responsibility. It's hard to take that responsibility of forgiveness, because it is a responsibility. It truly is a responsibility, but one that's so worth your while. So worth your while. It just takes a couple hours of journaling and looking at things. Because at the end of this session, or these weeks that we're doing the seven steps, we are going to have a time when we're going to take it all up to the seventh dimension. I call it the seven steps, but I'm really taking you up to the seventh dimension of consciousness, where things really get dissolved. I haven't talked to you about that before, but the seven steps have a very interesting process. The seventh step is really taking it to the seventh dimension. You know, I talk about one dimension, two dimension, three dimension, the humanhood, the life of being in the opposites. We're going to the seventh dimension. That's where all is released and dissolved. I usually call it the seven steps, but I'm going to tell you it's the seventh dimension. It's an important part that we go into to let these things go. And they release, and they let go, and they erase. This is about erasing and setting yourself free. Because ultimately, we set ourselves free. Absolutely. So let us take a moment here. Just a moment. Close your eyes with me. And we say thank you. Thank you, all the teachers that have gone before us, all the help we're getting, all the many dimensions of this universal consciousness. And we are only tapping the first beginnings. I surrender all this. Help me to remember things I need to forgive. Help me this week to go beyond any of my thoughts, to bring forth the thought that's going to be the biggest thing that I need to forgive myself for. I will meditate. I will sit. I will have my paper in front of me. I will allow it to come forth in my consciousness. It may be something I don't even know about right now, something that I've buried deep within me. God, don't let me get stuck Help me to see that which I don't want to see. Help me to see and forgive and release myself from a soul level, a soul level, so that I set my soul free, set it free to be all that it was meant to be. And I say, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. I send forth the energy, the vibration, everything needed to do your work this week. Everything you need is right here, within you. It's within you. And I say, thank you. Thank you, thank you, for loving yourself enough to do this. And it is an act of love. Amen. Amen and amen. It is an act of love that you're doing. It is ultimate love, unconditional love that you are putting forth. Forgiveness, the great karmic eraser. Jesus said, forgive your neighbors. Forgive, 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 forgive. And forgive God for all the things that you blame God for. Because God has nothing to do with those things. All the things that are happening in the news, God has nothing to do with that. That's karma working itself out, anger working itself out, unforgiveness working itself out right before your very eyes. You see the unforgiveness a soul has that has worked itself out to doing dastardly things. Move forward. Move forward. Do your forgiveness work. I support you. I love you with all my heart, and I know it's hard. But I also know another thing. It's very much worth your time and your effort. And I will be thinking about you all week. I will be thinking and knowing that you are doing your work. And I will be supporting you, even though I may be 1,000 miles away or 10,000 miles away. It doesn't matter. In God, there is no distance. The masters are helping you. God is helping you. You are helping yourself to do this work. Tap into the energy of the universe. Tap into it. It's available to you. I'm excited for you. I am very, very excited. Because I know the next time we meet, much will be taken care of. And we can move forward to the good times of this year and the releasing and letting go of this year. I'm excited. We're halfway done. We're on our way. And I support you in your work. I support you in your love of yourself and humanity, because by doing this work, you're helping humanity in ways you know not of at this moment, but eventually you'll know what they are. Go forth with a spirit of enthusiasm for the forgiveness that's going to take place for all of us individually and collectively. I support you with love. Bye for now.
In this video, Jane has guided us on how to take this step in order to open ourselves to not only forgiveness of others, but how to forgive ourselves. Now, I want to just let you know that at the beginning of my journey, I found that forgiving another was so much easier than forgiving myself. However, there was one time I was working with step five and I was stuck and asked Jane for help. I explained that to Jane that I was willing to forgive but not forget. Jane said, "Oh no, Catherine, that is not how this works. You must forgive without conditions. Forgiveness is like love, unconditional." So back to the drawing board I went. And I continued to process until I was able to not only forgive this person, but myself as well. I finally knew peace of mind through forgiveness. If you're having any resistance to this process this week or any questions, please join us this Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Please note additional information in the chat area below. And thank you for your generous gifts to the center, which supports us to continue the center's work serving humanity. And additional information regarding donations is also listed in the chat area below. It has been our joy to be with you today, and we look forward to your joining us next Sunday. Bye-bye now.